Meanwhile, rescue teams in northern Pakistan are continuing to try to reach tens of thousands of people cut off by flooding. While water is receding in some areas, there are renewed monsoon rains in others, hampering relief rescue efforts.
The country's worst flooding in 80 years has killed an estimated 1,400 people, with over 3 million affected. Carolyn Finelli is the head of programming and acting country representative for CRS Pakistan. She says that many are opening their homes to those displaced by the flooding.
Here in Pakistan, I mean, one of the amazing things about people here is that they welcome in those who have lost their homes. This happened during the earthquake. This happened after the crisis last year with the internally displaced people. It's happening again now as a result of the flood. We're finding that at least in the areas where we operate, people are not out in the open. They're staying with extended family or even neighbors. So the conditions are quite crowded in some of these homes now, but most people are kind of, you know, have something over their heads. We are going to be distributing plastic sheeting as part of our package of assistance so that people will have a bit more protection and can protect more of their belongings and things. But what we're seeing now is a lot of people are being welcomed into others' homes. But again, those conditions are crowded and it's not sustainable long term. There obviously will need some assistance for those people, you know, as soon as we can.